Hello, and welcome to the Divorce Woman's Guide podcast, where we talk about the things us divorcees are thinking, but not always talking about, as we turn our divorce into the best gift you've ever been given. And I do so with a little bit of sass and a whole lot of class. I am your host, Wendy Sterling, founder of The Divorce Rehab. I am here to support you in this transition phase of your life so you can start your new, best chapter on your own terms. After all, that's what I did after my own divorce. And now it is my mission to change the conversation around divorce and help you see why your divorce, like mine, was the best gift you ever received. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Divorced Woman's Guide podcast. How are you doing today? I am really excited about today's episode. And I know I say that a lot, but I really, really am excited about today's episode because I am here with Julie Danielson. Hello, Julie. How are you?
Hello. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited too.
I know. You guys have no idea what we have up our sleeve. So in case you do not know who Julie is, you will after this episode. And I have been a huge fan of Julie's and following her for many, many years. Julie is a divorce and relationship coach, and she is also the host of the Get Over Divorce podcast. And Julie and I we actually chatted with one another not too long ago. We have since become very close buddies, and we now are calling each other really tight friends. And
our new divorce bestie.
Yes, our new divorce besties. We're the new divorce besties. But I'm really excited because Julie and I were talking about a couple of different topics that we wanted to discuss. And then we both said, you know what? We need to talk about this one topic. And why don't we release this on both of our podcasts? Because neither one of us have done this before. And why are we going to record one episode on mine and one episode on hers when we both think that this is going to be a great topic for both of our audiences? So
totally.
Here we are, Julie, and we're doing it.
And it was so funny because I'm like, are we breaking any rules? I'm like, well, I like to break rules, so let's do it.
And I am a rule breaker as well. So she has got, you know, we're cut from the same cloth in that way, you guys. So we are going to talk to you guys today about investing. And it's not the type of investing that you think that we are talking about. It's the type of investing that you do in yourselves, in your own personal development growth, and especially investing in yourself after divorce. Am I right, Julie?
Absolutely. And I don't know who said it, but if you're not growing, you're dying, right? And that does not just apply to plants.
It does not. It's so true, you guys, because think about it. We all spend all of this money, right, to get married and have these gorgeous flowers and the dress and the party and the food. Yes, the cake, the open bar. And you spend all this money to celebrate this amazing experience and kicking off this lifetime together. And then what happens?
Fast forward 10, 20, 30 years, and you're spending, you know, you're cutting half of everything you've built up in your lifetime by 50% and getting a divorce.
Yes. And then a divorce costs you money, right? So, and the divorce cost, in my opinion, is far wider reaching than the marriage was to begin with, because there's all these different avenues that you have to separate. There's lawyer's fees, et cetera. And what ends up happening is that you kind of look back and you reflect on all those years you were married and realize that most of us were just on autopilot.
Yeah. We did not invest in the actual marriage. Yeah.
Correct.
And we were also talking about how a lot of times that leads people to therapy, and they spend all this time in therapy when the marriage is already broken. It's too late.
Yeah. And as Julie and I were sharing both of our stories, Julie, I'm going to ask you, you know, to share a little bit of your story as well. But, you know, Julie and I were sharing our stories about how, you know, we were invested in these marriages at the time, but what we forgot to invest in was within ourselves. Mm-hmm. And many times, you know, I was in
both couples therapy and individual therapy towards the end of my marriage. But what Julie and I both agreed to as it related to our stories was that it wound up being too late. It was something that should have been started way earlier. You know, for me, I never learned how to communicate in a healthy way. I was duplicating mistakes that were made that I watched, you know, family members make. And so here I am duplicating these same errors in my marriage to the point where, like, we were too far down the path to even come back from it. So no matter how much work I was doing, I couldn't correct my past versus now, you know, and what life coaching really ultimately helped me with was to really start understanding, okay, what do I get to do differently? How am I going to do it differently next time? Like, what am I not going to do again?
And I love that you said that, because the tiny discernment there is, like, with therapy, it helps us understand what about our parents or what about our past made us the way that we are. And it was really with life coaching for both of us that helped us understand, oh my God, that is the way I am, but I can change it. And that's the piece that I got from coaching that I never got from years and years of therapy. Therapy just made me sit in my own, you know, stink. Like, yeah. Oh, well, that's just the way I am. I can't help it. But it was with coaching that's like, no, you actually can change that, and you can become different, and you can become better, which I think is the power, the real power of coaching. It's so different. And, you know, we're talking about investing in ourselves. You know, think about all the times in your life that you really invested money into yourself and into your growth. And what did it get you? Like, for me, it was like my first college degree, right? That was really my biggest, most giant, massive investment in myself. And did it pay off? Hell yeah. Of course it did. It, like, put me on this path of being able to earn more income. I've got a teenage son right now that's complaining about having to work at a restaurant. And I'm like, well, not going to get a better job until you get your college degree. There really isn't one that's going to make more money, right? So that's what coaching is it's going to help you up level in all the other areas of your life, even financially, even in your work world. Because with life coaching, people become bold enough to ask for that next level job. They, you know, feel empowered enough to up-level themselves in their career, where I know so many women that are just wasting away in the same job and, you know, hitting that glass ceiling.
Yeah. And I think you bring up a really good point. And one that I'm hearing is, you know, what we forget, I think, as humans in general, and what I think divorce wakes us up to, is the fact that we are human beings, right?
Yeah.
We are constantly evolving, right? And part of what we forget that we get to keep doing is transforming. And transformation is an ever-evolving state of being. And you go through transformations frequently. Divorce is definitely one that gives you that kick in the butt that
it's not a catalyst. All of us
were expending. Exactly.
It was
a catalyst.
Yeah.
Or transformation. And, you know, and it's something that we were talking about before that I want to bring up is that, you know, we think that, and I think this is relevant, Julie, to what we were even talking about is another topic that we were saying is that, you know, both Julie and I are so sick and tired of hearing the phrase like, oh, time will heal. Right. And I don't know about you guys, but to me, I am not that patient. Okay. And for me, what I wanted was to heal and to take control of my healing and to heal as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
Julie, I know you are cut from the same cloth as well, right?
Well, it's so funny. I hear it all the time and it makes me kind of crazy because, like, trust me, and you can fast forward and still be in the same place. And I've seen so many women that just use that time will heal as an excuse to not do anything. And they're just like, well, I'm just waiting to heal, but they're not taking action or doing anything to try and facilitate that healing. So like, Wendy, you talked about how, like, when you were going through divorce and you were like desiring this growth and transformation and change, you did therapy, right? Your insurance probably covered that. You read all the books, you did, you know, courses, and you were still kind of in the same place. You didn't get that big transformation or healing that you were looking for, right? And for me as well, like, I read hundreds of books. I actually log it on a spreadsheet, all the books that I've read, because, you know, and the bad thing is information doesn't give you the transformation.
No.
You have to apply it. And waiting and just waiting for you to heal. I mean, that's great for physical wounds. Like, if you got a broken leg, you got to wait it out, right?
Right.
But when it comes to our emotional wounds, we have to actively take steps to heal that. And honestly, I was even thinking about this the other day. I don't know if we don't really heal everything. Sometimes we just learn how to accept it and adapt our lives, right?
Yes. I mean, think about really, go ahead.
I was just going to say, think about grief and loss. Like, you know, if my whatever, somebody close to me died tomorrow, I don't think you can heal that. I think you just like learn to like bear that grief. And I think there's a piece of divorce that you're not going to just heal everything. Some of it, you just have to like kind of learn to learn from it and move forward. I mean, honestly, healing is moving forward.
It is. And having the tools to be able to do so. And I could not agree with you more. You know, I'm sure you hear this from your clients too, where people are like, oh, I got triggered again, or oh, here I go having another setback. And to your point, it is an always on loss, right? It is always going to be a loss in your life. And it's really a matter of just allowing yourself to really be okay that there is this loss, but then knowing how it is that you get to process that information. You know, you said it beautifully. These books give you guys amazing information, right? I got a lot of information. My brain was so full. I loved being a full-time student. Right? I was a student of healing from divorce. But what I wasn't figuring out was like, okay, what do I now do with this information? How do I use this for me? Mm-hmm. And I think that that's the part that we all forget is like, it's great that you have all this information, but then what are you going to do with it? Because I don't know about you guys, but I am my own worst accountability partner. To your point about, you know, how we all make excuses, right? Well, time is your excuse of why you're not healing. What are the other excuses that you're using for not applying the information you've learned or not investing in yourself to do the work, to get the tools, to be able to move through this as quickly as possible, right? So we make all these excuses, but yet we then go, oh, well, I'll just read one more book. One more book. This is going to have the answer for me.
Right.
How many times did you do that?
A million times.
You should see my office. I have a gazillion books in here of books I read thinking that this was really right. Like I thought the smarter I became, the faster I would heal.
Yeah. That's how I always felt about my career was like, oh, another degree, another certification, another next level. And that's how I was going to make more money. And actually that really wasn't true. Honestly, I have a master's degree and it didn't change what I was making when I had a bachelor's degree and was working in the ad business, like as you were.
Yes. Right? We also have similar backgrounds. You guys are both came out of marketing. Yep. And the ad sales community, which is awesome. And I love that we both pivoted and became divorce coaches. But
yeah,
Julie, you were talking about when we were chatting earlier about this IQ versus EQ. And I'd love for you to share more about what we were sharing or what we were speaking about.
I think it's just so interesting because like when women invest in themselves, it's for their IQ. It's to raise the bar on their career. It's to, you know, become more advanced in whatever their career path is. but they're not investing in their EQ. And that's the intelligent quotient is the IQ, and the EQ is the emotional quotient. And the emotional quotient is really just as important as your IQ. And this is where growth and personal development and transformation really come in. And it really is the EQ that makes people incredible leaders. And in all the ways that we, you know, see leaders in the world, it's the ones with the best, I want to say, control over their emotions and ability to apply, you know, thought work and thinking strategically and emotional intelligence. Just those are the best leaders. It's not just the smart leaders, right?
Oh, 100%. And to everybody who's listening, it's never too late to up your EQ, right? No, at 40 years old, I think I had a vocabulary of maybe 5 different emotions. They went into the most popular categories that most of us, you know, create for ourselves. And it really wasn't until I started, one of the things coaching taught me to be able to grow my EQ was curiosity, going deeper than just surface level, right? Yeah. Which I think so many of us stay because it's safe. It's really safe to stay there because, ooh, I don't know what's going to be underneath. Like, I'm angry and there's more, but I'm going to stay angry. I'm not going to go deep. Well, is your anger due to frustration? Is it due to sadness? Is it due to disappointment? Yeah. Is it due to guilt? Is it, do you know what I mean? So like, without developing our EQ, right? Like, think about it, you guys, did you just take a history course, or did you go into AP? Did you go into honors? Did you go, you know, like, didn't you go deeper? It's not just there's one history course, there's all these different courses that you can learn different aspects of history.
And what's crazy is we don't learn this emotional intelligence at school. No, we don't get it at school. And you know what? Most of us don't get it from our parents, right? I learned how to be a parent from the way my mom parented me, and I'm so much like my mother. But thanks to coaching, I get to critically look at the way that I parent and raise the bar on myself and continually work at it because I care. And that's what working on your emotional intelligence is about. It's really about that growth and development. And that's what we were talking about is like, people don't make that investment. Right? They think, oh, I'll just go to therapy. Well, therapy is great. But when you look at, you know, what therapy is really good for, therapy is designed to make people productive members of society. And it's needed. It's so needed because there's, you know, a whole DSM-5 manual out there that's this thick of diagnoses. You and I, Wendy, we deal with one diagnosis. And maybe a little bit of anxiety, but we mostly deal with adjustment disorder. People that are struggling with an adjustment in life. And that's what divorce is, right? And I love to think of divorce as being like this massive catalyst for growth. Because all of a sudden, your life as you know it is stripped away from you. And you have an opportunity to reset and rebirth and renew yourself. And like I said, it's an opportunity. So many women don't do it. They don't take that and they don't know where to go with it. Like some crave that growth and they just don't know what to do. So I love we're having this conversation because it's one thing for me to say on my podcast, hey, y'all need life coaching. But I may not be the best life coach for some people. They might have heard my podcast and not liked me, and they would like you, Wendy. So I would, and honestly, like I talk to people every day that I don't feel I'm a fit for, or, you know, there's a lot of women that I am a fit for and they gravitate to me. But if some people don't gravitate to me, they might be a better fit for you or, you know, other divorce coaches out there. I don't know very many. So I love that I made this connection with you. And I'm just so excited for further collaborations, because I feel like I already have known you forever.
I know. I love it. And just, and we see so eye to eye on all of this, you guys. Like, you guys heard it from Julie, you've heard it from me, not just in this episode, but in other episodes as well, that it is so incredibly important for each and every one of you guys to get the support that you need, to consider it as an investment, that, you know, it's not like you get married and you take a divorce course. So you learn all of this in the beginning. It is uncharted territory. And just like any captain taking on new waters, right? Or any pilot flying an airplane, they have a navigation plan. And that is what Julie and I and a lot of other divorce coaches out there provide for each and every one of you guys, because we've been through it. We know how to help and support you through it and to get you focusing forward and to stop living based on your past.
Absolutely. And it really is what transformed my life. And I know you too, Wendy. Yeah. So like, we don't just speak from people that, you know, because we're a divorce coach, but we both were inspired because we both received it. And it was the most powerful change in my life. Like, it's incredible. And I couldn't imagine my life without it. And it's not like a change and then you go back to being the way you were. You know what I mean? Like, coaching is like a continual level up in your life. Yeah. You know?
100%. And it's always, like you said, it's a level, it's continuous leveling up, right? Yeah. I still work with coaches, right? Julie still works with coaches. Like, we are in constant evolution because life happens every single day. And your divorce is always going to be that through line in your life, because stuff is always going to creep up when you least expect it. And it just, welcome to divorce life. This is, this is the way that it is, you know? So,
I mean, life, right? Life is always going to happen. But I feel like with coaching, you're so much better equipped to emotionally handle what life throws your way.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. I even mentioned to you, and, you know, I said there was, when I first found out about coaching, literally in 2.5 days of immersing myself in a coaching training, I moved through more emotions around the trauma of my divorce than I had the entire year before being in therapy, not just individual therapy, but couples therapy as well, as we were separated. And it is transformation. It's a new muscle that you're training that I never knew existed. I didn't even know I had that muscle. And it was a new muscle that I was excited to work out, that I was excited to practice with. And, you know, just like,
wow, Wendy, it sounds like you found your coaching G-spot.
Never thought about it like that before.
But like, I kind of have a similar story. Like you said, in a couple of days, you processed more emotions than ever before. And for me, I went from having 2 years of private therapy to getting a coach. And in 3 months, I got promoted at work. I dropped 15 pounds. I quit smoking forever. I quit drinking for a good amount. I mean, I quit drinking for the time. I drink again, but not out of need or desperation. I drink for fun.
Right.
But what a transformation. All of those things happened within 3 months. I also decided to finish my master's degree in Austria and get a divorce. All of those things happened because I had coaching and I was able to make really powerful decisions for myself, where before I was just in a spin. My whole life was in a spin and I had no control over it.
Yeah, no, and look where you are, look what you've accomplished. I think one of the most beautiful things too, as Julie and I were commiserating on having two boys, you know, the impact that we've been able to have on our kids' lives, right? And the examples that we've been able to show them about what strong, resilient women and moms get to look like. And
Yeah,
it's powerful, you guys. There's a ripple effect, not just with you, but there's a ripple effect that happens with your kids. And to be such an inspiration to them. I don't know about you, Julie. I'm sure you would agree. But to me, when my kids tell me that, you know, that I inspire them and that they look up to me, it just warms my heart. And, you know,
I love that. Yeah. I love that. My boys are very expressive. They know how to express themselves really well. Yeah. I think that's probably the best thing that they learned from me.
Yeah. And I would imagine as a result of the growth and the discomfort, right? There's discomfort and growth.
Yeah.
Of them watching you.
I mean, imagine, like, I remember in my first marriage, like not being able to express myself because I felt like that was a sign of weakness or something. Like I would hold back and I would suck it up and I would take it and I would stuff my feelings down and I would not cry. Like all of these things that, like, hello, we're human. And I was trying to not be human, like in those moments. And I didn't know it was even okay to feel those things. And, you know, here we are, Wendy, just kind of like shining the light on realness and real emotions and what women go through during divorce. And not just that, but what it could be rather than the life sucking hell that it is. It could be a transformation.
100%. It can be if you let it, if you invest in the work that it takes to get there. Again, it's, you and I are both standing on the other side, as are a lot of other people who have seen the value in doing the work. And, you know, Julie, I would love for you to leave our audience today with maybe the wisdom that you would have given your younger self in, you know, maybe you said that, you know, you had spent a couple of years doing X, Y, and Z, and then all of a sudden in 3 months, you had this amazing transformation. So what would you tell your younger self or yourself back then that you, of something you know now?
I would say, don't try to do it all alone. You can invest some time, money, and effort and have a guide that is going to walk you through the exact steps. Now, I know, Wendy, you have a program and you have exact steps to take people from A to Z. And I have the same thing. So I just encourage everybody out there to get a coach and get into a program that's going to help you process and create a vision of your future that you take action on regularly. And I know we're very aligned in what that looks like.
100%. And the one thing I will add to that too is I always say that don't do it alone. That's number one. And if I can add on top of that too, is to trust your instincts, you guys. Just listen to your gut. It never steers you wrong. What steers you wrong is your mind talking you out of what your gut is telling you to do.
Every time.
Right? Every single time, because your mind is your ego, your gut is your intuition. Listen to it. Listen to it. So, oh my gosh, Julie, I know that this is just the beginning. I feel like this might have to be like a quarterly thing that we do, because I really love talking with you about these topics.
Seriously.
So I'm so grateful that we decided to do this and that we got to share our wisdom.
This is your collaboration today. This is going on both of our podcasts. So I love it. It's going to be so fun. And we're definitely going to do this again.
Absolutely. Julie, thank you so much for being here and for being my guest.
And Wendy, thank you so much for being here and being my guest as well.
Of course. Anytime. Julie, how can people find you?
You can find me on my podcast. It's called Get Over Divorce. And you can also go to my website, thrivingthroughdivorce.com.
Wonderful.
How about you, Wendy?
Thank you so much for being here.
Sure, you're deep for my audience.
Absolutely. So you guys can find me. Same thing. I have my podcast, which is The Divorced Woman's Guide. And then my website, wendysterling.net. So thank you so much, Julie. This was so fun.
So fun.
So fun. And everybody watching or listening to my podcast, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope you loved this collaboration. I know that I did. We always try to mix it up, but ultimately my goal is to ensure that you guys walk away with at least one nugget of information that will help you wherever it is that you guys are in your divorce process. Sending you all tons of love, light, and joy as always. Mwah. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Divorced Woman's Guide podcast. If you like what you hear, please share this episode with someone you know or spread the word on social media. This is how I reach more divorcees around the world and provide them with the support they need to create their next best life. And I would also love to continue the conversation with you. So please friend me on Facebook, join my private Facebook group, The Divorce Rehab, and follow me on Instagram at Divorce Rehab with Wendy. I'll see you next time.